A more tranquil weather pattern will be occurring across the northern plains, upper Midwest, and Canada's prairies as we finish out this week and move into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures are cooling down out there, but they aren't that far off from where they ought to be at this time of the year. Temperatures in the morning tomorrow will be in the 20s across most of the region. We'll look for those 20s to begin to back out of the region briefly as we move into Thursday, and it looks like Friday as well, with just a few upper 20s and 30s expected on those mornings. And we'll probably stay in a milder regime on into the weekend, and it looks like those afternoon temperatures will also be not too bad, although today will be in the 40s and 50s across a fair amount of the region, with some lower 60s possible in a few South Dakota locations. And we'll see a very similar temperature regime on Wednesday and Thursday, and then on Friday everybody will warm up just a few degrees, and we'll do it again maybe on Saturday. So we should see upper 50 and lower 60 degree temperatures by the time we get to Saturday. Now, there's not much precipitation suggested in the pipeline here for a while, and that's good. The snow and rain that occurred yesterday across parts of the region should be abating from the area, and we will look for at least a little bit of an improved environment here for farming activity and travel across the region. Most of us were not seriously impacted by yesterday's storm, but out to the west and northwest, there was quite a bit of snow that did occur. And today, we're going to have a northwest breeze occurring across some of these areas, and that's likely to perpetuate at least a little bit of a chill in the air, but it's not going to precipitate much. A few spits and spats will be possible. In fact, we could see a few spits and spats of moisture Wednesday night into Thursday, too, but there's not going to be an organized storm system impacting the region again until at least the first part of next week. In the meantime, in South America, Argentina will be getting some needed moisture as we go forward through the next 2 days, and there'll be some follow-up precipitation this weekend that should offer a little bit of short-term improvement in crop and field conditions for that country, but their drought is going to need a lot more rain than that. In the meantime, it looks like Brazil will see a good mix of rain and sunshine as we move forward through the coming week, and field progress will likely advance quite aggressively with sufficient amounts of moisture in the soil to support emergence and establishment. And outside of that, it's still all about Australia with its frequent rains, but it looks like Australia will see less frequent and less significant rainfall for a while, which will give their wheat, barley, and canola a much-needed break from adversity. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.